When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
And sometimes, in my experience, there are some relationships that I have outgrown for a season, and then it came back in another season. And then there are some relationships that I outgrew altogether, right? Like, we don't really speak anymore. I don't have any type of drama or anything with anybody. It's more so like phasing out of a relationship. Like when two people go in two separate directions and then y'all just don't have a lot in common anymore. That's what I mean. So I've had relationships like that, but to me, it's like people have come and gone and people have, you know, some people I didn't speak to for a very long time and then we eventually became friends again. Like there are different seasons is what I'm trying to say. I say that because while you are going through this phase of maybe the reason why you don't want to do certain things is because you're changing, you know, you're aligning with the best version of yourself as you get more clarity on that. In the beginning, it might be very uncomfortable and you might start to feel distant from people, but not all of those relationships will require you to end them completely. Sometimes, and I've realized this and I've observed this as well, but sometimes you might be the first person that you know to do certain things. I have seen that with myself and I have seen that with other friends of mine, right? For many different things. I'm not talking about one thing specifically. I know I'm being vague. But there sometimes you will be the first person that you know to do something, to venture out on a different path, when everybody else is taking a conventional path or something more traditional or safe or whatever, just different, right? Sometimes you might be the first to do something big or to want more, and then you are not going to resonate with the people in your life in the same ways because you are on a different path. For that season, while you're at the onset of that transition, some friendships, some relationships might fade away, but they might come back after a few years because sometimes you take a leap of faith, you feel singled out, you feel like you don't relate to anybody, friendships fade, you make new friends, and then some of your old friends that you used to be close to, that maybe things faded out with, some of them might start taking leaps of faith in their own life. And then they can relate to you more and then the friendship is reignited because you realize now that y'all have grown, like y'all grew apart, but then y'all also grew while y'all were apart. So now y'all have more things in common now. Y'all can relate on more things. And then now the friendship is reignited. So I say all that to say that sometimes you grow out of friendships completely, some of them phase out completely, and then some of them phase out for a season, okay? But I digress. Sometimes the reason why you don't feel like doing certain things anymore is because of that evolution, because of that transition in your life, and it might affect your relationships. But what I realize is it's not worth it to commit to doing the same things that God is trying to push you away from and lead you down a different path, and then cause yourself all that emotional turmoil, like dreading the day, waiting for people to cancel, hoping it rains, hoping something drastic or terrible happens to cancel the plans. Like, it's not worth it. You could be doing something so much more productive. You could be doing anything really other than stressing out over something that you don't want to do. I got to that breaking point and I was like, I literally cannot live my life like that anymore. Like, I would rather just say no now or decline or compromise or basically try to propose something that would be more, you know, convenient for me. Not in a sense of my way or the highway, but more so like if somebody proposes something that doesn't work with my schedule, then I can counter with something that will. And if it works for both of us, then we can do that. Versus trying to stretch myself too thin and saying, oh yeah, I can help with this, or yeah, I can do this, and in actuality, I can't. Or I have too many things going on and I don't have the mental capacity to actually show up for you in the way you need me to. That's what I mean. Like overly committing to things before I even think about it. Trust me, I've had my run with that. It was very ghetto and I'm so happy to be on the other side. I am so happy to be on the other side. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.